以下这段访谈是拉比访问一位位在加萨最前线以色列国防军指挥官 Ben。
I wanted to find out how are you doing and how are your family and your men。
拉比透过电话与这位指挥官 Ben 连线。首先拉比问他，我想知道你、你的家人以及你所带领的部队现在的情况如何。
My family is okay. My men fight like a lion.
Ben 回答拉比说，我的家人都还好，而我所带领的部队他们正像雄狮一般在英勇作战。
Killed from, they killed from start of the war, until the fourth day of the war, 250 terrorists. Our battalion is the first battalion to go on helicopter to the battle zone.
指挥官 Ben 他说，我们是在战役一开始就由直升机空降到战场上的队伍，我部队的这些士兵们他们英勇作战如雄狮，从第一天到第四天一共除去了250个恐怖分子。
Near to Saad and Kfaraza, landing there and starting to fight. Unfortunately, we have three soldiers who died in the war.
No, I'm very sorry.
指挥官提到，我所带领的部队是第一批乘坐直升机前往战场的部队，我们的降落点是靠近萨德以及卡瓦萨这个区域，我们一抵达就开始作战，这几天战役下来我们有三位队员牺牲了。那么拉比说，我非常的遗憾。
Good soldier, yeah.
Yeah, very sorry.
Good soldier. One of them is a lonely soldier from France.
指挥官说，他们都是非常好的士兵，而不幸牺牲的士兵当中有一位是来自法国的孤独士兵。
Did I meet him when I was with you?
I think yes. I think you met him. You met him in Hebron.
Yes, when I thought, because one of them, I remember Lone Soldier from France. I remember that.
From France, Eli Genassia.
拉比一听到这位牺牲的士兵是来自法国的孤独士兵，他说，我三月在以色列与你会晤的时候，他是不是也在现场？因为我记得当场有一位来自法国的孤独士兵。那么指挥官就回答拉比说，是的，那次我们在希伯来的城墙上会晤的时候，他就在那里，他的名字是 Eli Ganassia。
Yeah, in fact, he was doing the interview when we did the interview there.
拉比回应说，是的，我们在那里做访问的时候，他也接受采访。
Oh, I'm very sorry.
听到这个消息真的非常遗憾。指挥官再次强调，他们都是很好的军人。
The soldier is died in the Berry, in Kibbutz Berry. My two company of mine fight in the Kibbutz Berry. I can tell you that is a very very tough battle there. There was very tough battle.
指挥官就提到，他是在一个集体农场的战争当中牺牲的，那次的战役非常艰难。那么指挥官强调，在那里的战役都是非常艰难的，但是他们就像狮子一样奋勇上战场，你会非常以他们为荣的。
I guess I'm trying to get like a current, like where are you and how, not location, but what, how are you emotionally? How's everyone doing right now?
那么拉比说，那你们现在好吗？你们的情绪如何
？The soldiers think about the friend who died in the war, but.You know, in psychology, call this safe thing is in the stomach. They so save the bad things and all the sorrow in the stomach. After the war, I think that everybody will cry together. But now we are strong. My job is to make them feel like at home, even that we're in the field, like at home. And I always take care of them with the food, with music.With staff, with gear, what they ever need, I give them.
指挥官说，士兵们都很想念这些阵亡的弟兄们，但是大家暂时都把这些痛苦、忧伤埋在心里，很坚强的奋勇作战。但是我相信，当战争结束之后，我们就可以彼此拥抱，发泄心中的忧伤。而此刻我的工作就是把他们照顾好，我要让他们有家的感觉。虽然我们在野外，但是我要把他们照顾得很好。不管是食物、用品、装备，我甚至为他们放音乐，不管他们需要什么，我都想办法供应他们。
All Israel, very good people, open the heart and send us very lot of things to the soldier, from food, from barbecue, whatever you can think about. All that things come to the fields, And this is make a huge smile on the face of the soldier.
全以色列的人都动起来，他们为我们送来了食物，甚至还有烤肉。总之，任何你想到的东西，他们都往战场上送。他们的细心周全，让这些士兵脸上有了笑容。
Yes,
and now we are training. The training, you know, to the punch in their face. You know what we prepared.
而现在，这些士兵正在经历训练，因为我们准备要给敌人当面重重的一击。
Ask you this, what things that we do at Kurt Landry Ministries, what we provide for you, is it really making a difference? Does it help you as the commander to comfort the people? We're going to have people from around the world listening to this, and they want to know, does their donation for the things we're supplying you, does it really emotionally help them that much?
接着拉比告诉指挥官说，此刻我与你的访谈是一个全球性的直播。那么我们的事工伙伴也很想知道，经过我们的奉献所送去给你们支援的物资，对你们的帮助有多少呢？
Of course, I even saw one of my soldiers go to make a bet after 1 week. He didn't make a bet, and then I saw the shirts that you make us. You know, this is a small thing, but huge thing to the soldier. And I see that Kurt Landry, and I say, oh my God, Kurt Landry, I didn't speak with him. He's in U.S. and I am in the war. Even the flashlight on the helmet of the head of the soldier, of two of my soldiers.
指挥官说，当然当然，我看到我的士兵一个礼拜以来都没有床可以躺，但是他现在可以有打地铺的床垫。还有，我看到我的士兵穿上你们给他们的 T-shirt， 上面有印着 Kurlandry 柯兰卓。那他们说，我上次没有机会跟他说到话，现在他在美国，我在战场。那么还有，我看到几个士兵的头盔上戴着你们给他们的手电筒。
I watched them working and prepare to the big battle, and I'm very very glad and happy that I have somebody like you and somebody like your company that support us in Israel. Love you very much.
我看着他们带着你们供应给他们的东西走入战场，并且为前面很大的战事做预备。我很感谢有像你还有你的伙伴们这样支持以色列与以色列同战力的人。我们爱你们。
Well, we love you, and you need to know that we're praying for you and believing, and you need to just ask Sam whatever it is that you need. If you'll just tell Sam what you need, and we're going to help you.
拉比就回应这位指挥官说，我们也很爱你们，而且我们一直在为你们祷告。那么如果你们还有什么需要，请告诉克兰卓士工在以色列的执行长山姆，那么山姆会为你们预备。
I look at you, you know, we spent time together. You have a father's heart. I know you're a commander, but you're so loving. And to me, that's what the soldiers need. These are very young men in your unit, and they need that comfort to know. And so whatever we can do to help with the comfort of these sons, these warriors, these young lions, us as the older lions, whatever we can do to help, I want you to know, just ask Sam and we'll help you.
拉比说，上次我拜访你的时候，我和你一起相处，我知道虽然你是指挥官，但你有一颗为父的心肠。对我来说，你为父的心就是这些年轻的士兵最需要的，他们需要知道他们是随时被支援的，所以我们很愿意来支持这些年轻的士兵，这些前线的战士，这些像年轻英武的狮子们所组成的军队。所以不管你们需要什么，请告诉我们事工的执行长山姆，我们会全力的支援你们。
I will send you, I even send you a small video, you know, 15 seconds of video,that I make it with my soldier in the kibbutz Alumim before 1 week, that they were protect on the kibbutz, and you have to see the soldier look at me and come to me, come to my van, you know, very quickly, and call me the sergeant major, we miss you, and bring a present and things to support them.
那么指挥官说，是的，我一定会，而且你一定要看一个我送给你15秒钟的视频。这是一周前我们在一个叫 Salomine 的 集体农场在那里保护那个农场的时候，当他们接到你们支援他们的这些礼物，他们很快的跑来跟我说，哇，我们收到这些礼物了。他们非常的兴奋，所以我们很快的拍了这个15秒的视频。
A present and things to support them. And yes, you know, Sam in Israel is my very, very best friend. Whatever I need from Sam, I call him and Sam arrange it immediately.
拉比听到这里也开心地笑起来。那么指挥官也继续说，是的，克兰卓施工的执行长是我的好朋友，我有什么需要告诉他，他总是用最快的速度去为我预备。
And I know that you are standing behind, you know, behind Portas, and I very, very appreciate that. Very appreciate that. The name, in all the name of the 890 Paratroopers Battalion.
那么指挥官说，我知道你是那位站在山姆背后支持我们的人，所以不但我感谢你，伞兵第890部队也感谢你。
Yes, yeah,
very, very, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, Ben. Well, listen, I know you're busy, and even right now as we're speaking, you're being bombed, and you said I'm not afraid, and you still took the call in the midst of the bombing. So
Of course, we're in Israel. God protect us. That's what I say to my soldier. God protect us, and we are in Israel, and we have to, you know, we have to pray and to believe that God is behind of our head always, anytime.
此时拉比对指挥官说，我知道你非常的忙碌，而且我听到你的周围还有炮声，然后你说你不怕，我们可以继续的通电话。指挥官听了就回答拉比说，我们可是在以色列耶，神会保护我们的。我常常告诉我们的士兵，我们要祷告，我们要相信，知道神是保护我们的，知道神永远站在我们的身后保护我们。
Yes. Well, Ben, let me pray for you now. Father God, I just thank you for Ben and all of his paratroopers and all of his menAnd Father, I thank you that they are covered not just with the Iron Dome, but they are covered under the shelter of the wing of the mighty God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
此时拉比对指挥官说， Ben, 我要为你祷告。拉比开始宣告说，天父，我为指挥官 Ben 以及他所带领的这些伞兵部队向你献上感谢。我感谢你，因为他们不仅被遮蔽在铁穹之下，他们是被遮盖在亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。这位全能神的翅膀之下。
And Lord, I thank you that I decree Psalm 91, that he who abides in the shelter of the Almighty shall be safe and from harm's way. And I thank you, Lord, for giving Ben, Lord, wisdom and giving him the knowledge that he needs to be able to direct his troops, like, and Lord, in safe places.
神，我要为 Ben 以及他所带领的这些伞兵部队宣告诗篇91篇，就是住在至高者的隐秘处，必住在全能者的荫下，他们会远离一切的伤害。主，我也谢谢你给指挥官 Ben 他所需要的智慧知识，带领他的部队在安全的地方。
We decree that they will win. We decree the victory.
神，我们宣告他们必打赢这场战争，胜利是属于他们的。
Thank you in advance, Lord, that they're going to win, they're going to prosper, and that they will live, and there will be days of peace and prosperity to come. I pray that now.
天父，我现在祷告，我要事先为他们能够打赢这场战争，他们都会平安的活着，并且迎接平安和昌盛来感谢你。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
那么指挥官回应以 Amen.最后他们彼此道谢，拉比也再次的向指挥官强调，有任何需要请告诉克兰卓士工在以色列的执行长山姆。
You make me and all the my soldier very good feeling in the heart. Thank you for this calling.
指挥官 Ben 回应拉比说，你和你的伙伴们让我和我队上的弟兄们心里非常的温暖，谢谢你打这通电话给我。
Thank you. All rightShalom, shalom. We love you guys.
Shalom. I'm Israel Hai.
Yes, I'm Israel Hai.
Okay, Kurt.
最后拉比和指挥官他们互道平安，结束了这个电话。在这个电话结束之后，是拉比和施工的执行长山姆的对话。
Hey, Sam, I've got you on the call here still. I'd like you to be able to just tell the CLM partners what it has meant to you personally, Sam, you're from Jerusalem, you're third generation there. What has it meant with all the support that they're doing for the Israel and the Jewish people?
拉比对山姆说，作为一个在耶路撒冷第三代的以色列人，你可不可以告诉克兰卓施工的伙伴们，他们的支持对你而言有什么意义，还有你的想法？
Listen, you know, I'm so proud that first of all, we work with the soldier not only in a wartime, also in regular time.
那么山姆就回答拉比说，首先我要以你们为荣，因为我们事工不光是在战争冲突的时候才来帮助这些军人，我们在平日就已经在支援他们了。
In fact, Ben just mentioned to me, he said that we stand behind the soldier always.
就像刚刚指挥官 Ben 才告诉我说，我们永远都是站在这些士兵的身后支持他们。
Now, when there is a war, they know they can count on us and they can do the job.
而现在真正进入战争中，他们知道他们可以信任我们，背后有我们的支持，他们可以去做他们该做的事。
And this war did not even start yet.
而这场战争甚至还没有开始呢。
It's going to be a big change.And we are not going to let it be only with the memory of the horror day on that Saturday.
接下来会有很大的改变，我们不会让这个可怕的星期六只是一个记忆而已。
That's where you come into the picture, because you give the soldier the answer to all the needs, all the way from protective vest, ceramic, the helmet,going into hygienic product which they need, so they don't have to worry about the thing, you know.
而你们的帮助是及时的，你们回应他们所需要的，从保护的防弹背心到钢盔到个人的卫生用品，让他们专心的征战，不用烦扰这些小事情。因为当我们为他们准备东西的时候，是从大到小一应俱全。
So it's the toothbrush and the toothpaste, but it's also the towel and the underwear, the socks, and all these things that they say, wow.
所以牙刷牙膏、袜子内衣、毛巾一应俱全，他们看到了都说 wow. 还有钢盔上的头灯
，support that we do with the medical equipment.
还有一些医疗用品，因为现在军队当中的医药用品有一些是过期的，所以当他们去看这些在战争时候储备的医药用品。很多都是在2006年时候储备的，现在已经不能用了。特别是要用在灼伤上面的药物，如果不是在保质期之内，可能已经被细菌污染了。
Court Laundry Ministry, you are the only one, you are the only one that coming in and giving an answer to these units.
而克兰卓施工是唯一进来，说我们愿意承担这些。
I mean, this is incredible. There's nobody else that thought about this need, because I'm a medic, but you're the only one. And the medical supplies, believe it or not, we have thousands of people wounded. A lot of these supplies are gone. They are seeking for to replenish everything. And here you go, and you give them an answer.
其他人道救援的单位都没有想到，山姆就说，可能因为我是一个在地人。我注意到了，再加上拉比你带着施工的伙伴一起回应他们这个需要，那么山姆就说，我去最大的联合救援单位为他们把所需要的医药用品买来，而这又要感谢施工的伙伴，所以这是我们帮助这些士兵的另外一种方法。因为已经有上千的人受伤了，而我们提供救援他们的医生、医疗的器械和药物，所以除了之前所提到的防弹背心、头盔、头盔上的手电筒，还有充电宝，那山姆就提到，我们是第一个想到为他们预备充电宝的人，而现在整个以色列已经找不到充电宝了。
We were actually going along with the troop immediately. We, the first day, the Sunday, the 8th, we already start giving the power banks.
我们在第一时间，也就是在周日的时候，我们就已经跟上进度，在第一时间把这些充电宝都送去给刚刚访谈的那位指挥官 Ben 他们的部队，还有其他在前线的部队。 接下来隔天第三天第二阶段第三阶段分别送去的我们以上所提到的东西，我们事工的行动永远都是第一个。此时山姆也告诉拉比说，时至今日你在市场上已经没有办法为这些士兵找到袜子和内衣裤了，因为市场已经供不应求，但我们已经在这个情况之前抢占先机，都先为他们采买并且运送给他们了。山姆又提到，指挥官 Ben 他知道他可以信任我们，因为不管他们对我们提出什么样的要求，我们都会努力为他们办到。
We are there for them. Like you said, he is their father, but we are the godfathers.
Yes.
We are there to support the fathers.
我们就是他们随时的后援。那拉比刚刚说到 Ben 有为父的心，他像这些士兵们的父亲，而我们就像他们的教父一般，我们在那里支援这些士兵的父亲，也就是这位指挥官。
Say what we do. We do. First we give them an answer to their need because we care about them and they know it.
我们不是永远把我们做的事情挂在嘴上，但对他们的要求我们永远都会回应，因为我们在乎他们，而他们知道。
Could they know it? When you were in Hebron, you're the onlycivilian foreigner that entered that base because they know that Kurt is coming, Kurt London Ministry, these are the people that care about us.
那么山姆也告诉拉比说，拉比，当你三月来到希伯伦的时候，你是第一位，不但你是老百姓，而且你是一个外国人的身份，上到城墙上的要寨，因为他们知道你，知道克兰卓来了，他们知道克兰卓事工的伙伴们在乎他们。
Anyway, guys, can call it fun now. What's going on here? You know, now I'm down south. Yesterday I was in Samaria, I feel that, like I was explaining you, Kurt, that I feel all this high energy that I get, so I can deliver another set of these vests.
那么山姆提到说，啊、哦，我真的是充满了干劲。你也可以说我精神饱满吧，因为昨天我才在撒玛利亚运送我们的物资，今天我就跑到以色列的南地来运送这些防弹背心。
We run out of bulletproof vests, and then you have ladies, sew these titanium plates into the vest. I mean, that was your idea. That was so innovative.
那么拉比这时候就说，哦，山姆，我知道以色列的防弹背心都被你找光了，但是你却想到一个方法，在现有的军用背心夹层缝进钛合金，你真是太有创意了。
Thank you.
那山姆说谢谢。
Thank you, Sam. And we do pray. And Father God, we lift up Sam and his family, Shirley and the girls, and we lift up all the workers that we have that are delivering.
那么拉比说，山姆谢谢你，我要为你们祷告。我们把山姆和他的全家以及所有的工作人员都带到你的面前。
I had your protection around Sam and all the workers and all of those who are bringing the delivery and the pickup and the setup. There's so much work.
我们求你100%的保护山姆以及这些运送物资的工作人员。我们知道他们的工作非常的繁重。
Lord, I ask that you strengthen their health.
求你坚固他们的健康。
Strengthen their resolve, Lord, and give them the favor that they need to be able to do this hard work during this time of war.
神在这个战争的时刻，给他们解决问题的方法，以及他们所需要的恩典，去做这些负荷这么重的工作。
Lord, we just bless them. All of Kurt Landry Ministries, bless them. I'm going to ask all of you to pray for Sam, pray for his family, and pray for our team that's there.
那么所有克兰卓事工的伙伴们都祝福你们。此时拉比对我们说，请你们为山姆及我们在以色列的工作伙伴们祷告，也为他们的家人们祷告。而就像刚刚我们与指挥官 Ben 的访谈知道，几位我和山姆所熟悉的在战争中牺牲了，请为他们的同伴祷告，因为只有从神而来的安慰可以安慰他们。
Thank you for praying for them in Yeshua's name.
那么我们谢谢你们为他们祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Hey, we love you, Sam. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We love you too. Bye bye.
Hey, bye bye.
那拉比最后跟山姆道别，他说：“谢谢你，我们爱你。”执行长山姆也以同样的话回应拉比。
It's about as real as it gets, right there. And I just want you to know. the hero. Everything you just heard, that's how we run the ministry and have for, gosh, 20 years that we've been doing this. They ask, we just do it.
从以上的访谈，你大概知道我们的事工在以色列所进行的状况。那么我们已经这样做20年了，就是他们需要什么，我们就成为他们的支援，而你们就是其中的英雄。
But I want to thank you for your prayers. I want to thank you for your support. So listen, we want to thank you. Christine and I want to thank you. Also, David wants to thank you. Kurt Landry Ministry partners and donors.
我要谢谢你们的祷告，谢谢你们的支持。克里斯蒂和我以及大卫之家要谢谢你们，谢谢克兰卓事工的伙伴们。
Given so many reports on Israel, I'm so blessed by some of the networks, Elijah List with Steve Schultz.
接下来这段语音是在拉比与在加萨前线的指挥官 Ben 访谈之后，隔日在大卫之家安息日的聚会当中，他提到我接到许多关于以色列的报告，同时我也因为某一些连结而非常的蒙福，比如先知伊丽莎明路，他的创办人史蒂夫。
What a blessing, a powerful blessing that was.
这次我们从他真的得到很大的祝福。接着拉比就提到他和史蒂夫认识已经30多年了。
We used to prophesy on the Elijah list through a fax machine. Put it out, put on fax, and then they would fax it out to their list. I mean, that's how far back it makes me feel ancient.
那么这个年代有多久远呢？就是过去当拉比得到神的启示要发预言的时候，他是写在纸上用传真机传给史蒂夫，他会诊之后再刊登在伊丽莎先知名录的期刊上，所以那真的像是一个远古的年代。
Then in one of the videos we did, he responded back immediately, and within 2 minutes of the phone call he says, I'm sending you 50 grand.
拉比说，最近我送给他们一个我们所拍的短片，他收到后立刻回我电话。那么在电话中我们交谈两分钟之后，他说我要转给你$50,000。
Wow, that's good. And we talked a little bit more, probably got maybe 7 minutes into it. He goes, no, I'm sending you 100.
我说哦，那太好了。结果我们就继续的聊下去。那么大概聊到第7分钟的时候，史蒂夫就说嗯，现在我要转给你$100,000。
I said, okay, praise the Lord.
拉比说，我回答他太好了，赞美主。
And he says, no, I'm going to put you, we're going to do a program, and everything we do on that, we're going to have it all directed to you, and these people show up, and they do another 100.
那么接着史蒂夫又说，我现在要做一个节目，在这个节目当中，我们所得到的奉献，通通要给你们。结果在史蒂夫推出这个节目之后，他们又转给我们$100,000。
It's $200,000.
所以一共是$200,000。
So that, come on, give the Lord a shout.
Wow, 让我们给神一个呼喊。
Thank you, Steve.
谢谢你，史蒂夫。
And the outpouring from you, the outpouring in the house, the outpouring online, it has been abundant.
拉比说，不只是史蒂夫，包括你们，不管是大卫之家现场的会众，或者是从网络上加入我们的伙伴们，你们的奉献真的非常的踊跃。
It has been that everything that they've asked us to do, Sam has said yes, and we've had enough to be able.
这使得我们所支援的以色列国防军的部队，当他们向执行长山姆提出要求的时候，我们都可以满足他们的需要。这包括防弹背心。
We had a time when we couldn't get them, so we made them. Sam was so innovative, he had some ladies sewing them into the vest. Now we're getting more vests that came in from the United States.
那么当以色列的防弹背心短缺的时候，执行长山姆非常有创意。他买到钛合金，并且找到以色列当地会缝制这样子背心的裁缝，就现有的军用背心进行改造。好在一开始的阶段中提供没有防弹背心的预备役防弹背心，那么接着有更多的防弹背心已经从美国进口，会分发出去。
And we're distributing them, medical supplies, we're distributing those, burn kits, and these bandages that are special that stop bleeding, all these things. So much of this was found to be out of date, and so we're purchasing everything that we can, and I just want to thank you.
我们也提供他们一些医疗的器材，比如治疗烧伤的药物以及一些止血的绷带，因为很多在当地所发现的药物都已经过期了。 总之在那里我们尽可能的去为他们收购这些东西。拉比说，因此我要非常的谢谢你们。
And if you heard, the commander on the phone, I know it was a little weird holding the phone up to the mic, but, the commander Ben, he was the commander over the first, helicopters that went in.
而这次的语音当中大家一开始听到的就是我和指挥官 Ben 的通话。那么如果你有看到视频，你就会看到我是拿着与他通话的电话对着麦克风扩音进行直播。但是我要说的是， Ben 所带领的这支伞兵部队是在第一时间抵达加萨冲突的最前线。
He's so thankful.
他对我们的支援非常的感谢。
You know, we have to be careful on the phone what we were saying, but you have no idea emotionally, for him, he said, to know that you guys, that I can go to Sam and ask and know that it's yes. He says, you don't know what it means to me.
那么当然我们在电话当中通话要非常的小心，但是他要向各位表达感谢，因为他说，你不知道我有任何事情我去告诉你们的执行长山姆，他就会去帮我办到，对我们的意义有多重大。
I mean, even down to barbecue or food or whatever.
山姆甚至可以帮我们找来各种的食物，也包括烤肉哦。
I mean, we've got families that haveReally emotionally struggling out of kibbutzins in the south and out of Sderot, putting them up in hotels in Jerusalem. And when we buy the hotel room, they get breakfast. But then Sam went in and we fed 110 of them. And just whoever was in the hotel, we just brought in all this kosher food and the manager allowed us to set it up. And we fed all the people.
那么我们也接待在以色列南地以及 Easterlo 这些地方的集体农场逃出来惊惶未定的家庭，将他们安置在耶路撒冷的旅馆中。我们为他们订的旅馆是包含早餐的，但隔天早上当执行长山姆到旅馆去探望他们的时候，也为其他没有早餐的人供应了早餐。所以当天早上我们一共供应了110份早餐。
And they always ask, they said, who's doing this? Why do they do this?
而他们总是会问，是谁在帮助我们？为什么他们要帮助我们？
Sam gets to tell him the story about you, that you pray, but you care, you care.
这时候，山姆就有机会告诉他们关于你们。拉比指指现场的会众以及从网络上收听收看的我们，他说，山姆会告诉他们，你们不光为他们祷告，还以实际的行动关怀他们。
And our goal has always been to fill in the gaps. What I mean by that is there's always gaps between the army and the reserve, and there's gaps with people.
拉比说，我们的目标永远都是站在破孔当中填补那个缝隙。比如突然涌入大批的预备役，他们没有正规军这么多的装备，或者是当他们匆匆忙忙的去，没有临时准备个人的盥洗用具，不管是洗发精、牙膏、牙刷，男士所需要的刮胡刀，或者是女士兵所需要的卫生用品。
Now the reason it's so good of what you've been doing, because if you look at, they're not showing too many videos, but the grocery stores in Israel right now, everyone has to line up outside, and the trucks come and unload, and they never make it to the shelf. Everything comes off the pallets into the store.And everyone takes everything and it's empty again.
拉比说，这也是为什么施工伙伴及时的奉献给施工这么大的帮助。因为以色列现在的情况是，现在商店的货架上都是空的，但是在店门口有很多人排队。那么每次当货车把商品运来的时候，还没来得及上架，就会被排队的顾客整箱带走。
We're at a place now where real test is going to come.
而接下来我们所面对的才是真正的考试。
That's why we're bringing this message. The real test is, will you stand? The real war starts when the retaliation.
拉比说，所以在安息日的时候，我会带给你们这个信息是，当战争真的开始，当以色列真的开始反击的时候，你是不是能够坚定你的立场，与以色列同战力？
Israel's a victim. Even the center and the left has a certain amount of tolerance.But once the retaliation starts, then you're going to lose a lot of friends.
因为当以色列被攻击是受害者的时候， 再怎么不喜欢他的人都会同情他，但是当以色列站起来开始反击的时候，就会失去很多朋友
and a lot of support.
也会失去很多的支持。
That's where you as Christians, your biggest assignment is to listen to this message tonight.
拉比说，所以作为一个基督徒，你最需要的就是听到安息日拉比和提姆牧师联手为我们带来末世时候的预兆这篇信息。那么帷幕之歌将在10月27号安息日为大家刊出这篇信息。
You know this, but I want you to hear it afresh. In 6, Apostle Paul, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers, principalities, and heavenly hosts in dark places.
拉比说，我知道你们都知道这节经文，但是我现在要你们再听一次，就是我们所征战的对象不是属血气的，乃是与执政的、掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界空中属灵的恶魔。
It's an ancient spirit, Moss, it's an ancient demonic structure.
我们所征战的这个灵 Hamas, 哈马士，也就是强暴的灵，这个灵自古就存在了。
To understand what it is, so that you can understand how to deal with it in intercessory prayer.
你必须了解这个灵，以至于在代祷的时候，你会知道怎么样祷告。作为代祷者的你们，一定要收听10月27号的这个信息，因为你要了解我们所在的战争是什么状况。
Okay, this is a spirit.
我们所面对的是一个灵。
And we need to understand what the spirit is, how to deal with the spirit, and what our alignment needs to be to stay safe from this evil.
我们必须了解这个邪灵是什么，如何面对它，我们要向着什么对齐，以至于在这个邪恶势力之下，我们是安全的。以上就是这次语音的内容。拉比说，任何时候他得到进一步以色列的状况，他会立即上线，以直播的方式和我们分享。届时我们再以最快的速度为大家刊登。神祝福你们平安。